This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, yeah. On your home for the best Ravens coverage.
What time is that?
It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
You know, we don't have a lot of cap room. We have Nick Mattio working tirelessly to find some space. Couch cushion coins, you know, like we're trying to find 50 grand here, 75 grand there in a couch cushion. But, you know, we're not a team that's going to make a lot of big splashes. Probably going to have 11 draft picks this year. My goal would be to hit on a large percentage of those draft picks to find good, young, inexpensive talent.
Tarik DaCosta, Ravens general manager, talking about the cap situation and the restraints that come with it. By the way, I find 50 grand in my couch. I want to know who's been sitting on my couch, if you know what I'm saying. But Tarik DaCosta, you know, doing some things to maneuver, and he said probably have 11. They definitely have 11 draft picks. That was confirmed a couple of days ago. But yesterday, they did a max restructure, and I'm reading the tweet from Brian McFarland here. Marlon Humphrey reducing his $18 million salary and roster bonus to a league minimum of $1.255 million and converting 16,745 to a bonus. Two void years were added, and the restructure creates pretty much $13.5 million in 25 cap space.
Yeah, you know what the thing is, Bob? You know, that's like for Marlon, that's really cool, like now, because you get a check for cash right now. But then when the season comes and you get that, because they get paid over 17 weeks. And you're only at 1.2, that check's going to look really small compared to what it's been in the past. But no, that was, they needed cap space. And let me just say this. I mean, a lot of it's like, well, now we can go, you know, we got 13 million. Now we can go spend it. The thing, you got 11 draft picks. You got to pay for your draft picks. They all count. You got to pay for your restricted numbers. They all count. And then, you know, going into the season, you got to have like $4 or $5 million just sitting there for guys that go on IR. So it's not like you can spend right up. Well, we got 13. No, you don't. Probably in reality, you probably only got like 4 or 5. You know, so if there's a guy that they want, then look for a restructure. You know, they went and they signed Hobson for $5 million or whatever. So they restructured, you know, to get some room. If there's another guy they want, they'll probably maybe a Lamar restructure might be the one.
What about Derrick Henry?
Derrick Henry's got to get an extension. But I don't think, Bob, What was Nolan? Do you know what's Derek's cap number? Because I don't know that they can, because he's not making that much money.
No, he makes less than
making like $7-8 million.
Barkley now makes annually.
Yeah, so. Right.
If this would load here in a second, but it does hike up from last year here. Let's see, cap hit $12.8 million.
Last year was
$5.1 million.
Okay, so like an extra $7 million there. So they could probably cut down on that cap number with, you know, they'll add a couple extra years to lengthen it out, and they'll give him more money. He's going to get paid,
sure,
and he's going to get, I'm guessing around 15 a year.
And that's rightfully so.
No doubt.
He deserves a pay increase. He was above and beyond what anyone thought he was going to be. Knew he was going to be good. Knew he was going to be an upgrade. Knew he was going to be an asset. But he was awesome for the Ravens in 2024.
Yeah. And you can kind of legitimize it to Derek is we're not going to pay you what Barkley did. You know, you go get me a Super Bowl, I'll give you another raise. You know, because Barkley got him a Super Bowl. So that's what Bisciotti did with Flacco. You get me to the Super Bowl, you win me a Super Bowl, I'll pay you. And he did.
Now, we sit here, we heard Eric DaCosta talk about the 11 draft picks, and we could speculate, will they dangle some to trade up, get what they want maybe in the first round or maybe in this, whatever, if Eric DaCosta feels like moving up. But based on everything he has said so far, sounds like he's all in on keeping as many as he possibly can for the depth purpose.
And no doubt about it. Because, Bob, really, right now, there's not a starter. You know, I mean, it would be nice to have an upgrade over maybe Voorhees, you know, at left guard. Other than that, there's nothing on offense. Starter. Defensively, starter, probably safety. Maybe another corner. Possibly an inside linebacker. So, I mean, there's those that you might be looking at, but I think they'll get another veteran inside backer. So, 11 picks, I can see at least a couple of O-linemen. I mean, Bob, they don't have a backup. They don't have a backup tackle. They don't have a backup guard. They don't have any of those things. I guess if they would take an O-lineman at 27, then Voorhees probably becomes the backup and maybe the swing guy. But right now they don't, and they don't have much depth in the D-line. They have no depth at the inside linebacker spot and at quality at corner.
Hey, I mean, you want to hold your breath and hope that Armour Davis stays healthy for 17 games? No.
Right.
Your head's going to explode.
But then when you look at other teams, and we'll talk to the Cincinnati, you know, you talk about, the Ravens, you know, they need a couple. Well, the Bengals need a whole defense. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things that the Ravens don't have it as bad as most people. I mean, they're worried about how we get in depth.
Yeah, because our starters are pretty damn good.
Oh, correct. Spitty
and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, News from the Nest. Talked about this earlier in the show last hour. As a matter of fact, Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, backup quarterback. Jalen Milroe, Alabama, who looked like maybe a sneaky Heisman guy early in the season for the Crimson Tide. Didn't really pan out that way. But Jonas mentioned the free agent quarterbacks. Joe Flacco.
No.
Josh Johnson.
Nope.
Tyler Huntley. Jameis Winston.
No. No, he talks too much for me.
He throws too many interceptions
that
for
too.
Me. Trey Lance. Drew Locke. Cooper Rush. Desmond Ridder. And Carson Wentz, who we were talking about earlier. Bailey Zappe signed with Kansas City.
Yeah, Bob,
with Gardner Minshew. How many quarterbacks they need over there?
Yeah, and I would say that maybe fourth round, fifth round, take a quarterback. And I think that's what they'll do. I mean, they took, what's his name last year who stunk?
Leary.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't very good. So I think they'll keep taking one. In the fourth round, the Alabama kid, I don't see him being there in the fourth. I think he'll go before that. Possibly, you know, Riley Leonard, he's a big kid that can run a little bit, you know. So, I mean, could maybe run a similar style offense as what the Ravens have. But they need cheap labor because they've got a lot of high-dollar dudes, and you're going to pay Derrick Henry more money and stuff. So, like Eric said, they need like 8. If all 11 could make it, they could use it because that's extremely cheap labor.
Spitty and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, when we come back. we don't want cheap labor here. We want money. A little buy or sell. Talk about many sports subjects of this featured artist Friday. Dropkick Murphys, Richard Skinner, WKRC in Cincinnati. Talk about the Bengals offseason that has been relatively quiet outside of Hendrickson's trade request, which they're trying to grant, but apparently asking for the moon. And with a franchise tag, T. Higgins for the second straight year. Other than that, it's been great. Another draft profile coming up. Staying with safety, we're going to South Bend, Indiana at 12:45 with Vinny. Who is it? Well, stick around and find out.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy 2 windows, get 2 free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
1057. The Fan.
Quarterfinals, Big Ten Tournament, men underway. First half, 14-plus. Clock's ticking first half. Michigan State, number 1 seed against the 8 seed Oregon Ducks. 10-9, or 12-9 now. Oregon They win 8 in a row. They're a live dog here. Maryland tonight, same thing with Illinois. Other interesting matchups going on, not just in the Big Ten tournament. A lot of ranked teams playing in quarterfinal games because of all these power conferences and all these powerhouse teams. So this is it's not necessarily bracket brain time, but we're getting there. And we'll keep you up to date on the score because this one's going to be a fun one. And yes, Nolan, I did take Oregon getting that 5.5 on ESPN Bet. But we're not here to talk my money or anybody else's money. Yeah, we are. We're talking our money by ourselves.
We're finally making some money today. The Dow is up 492. The S&P is up 89. The NASDAQ is up 363. DraftKings up 87. And Under Armour's down 11 cents. Jimmy Patsos.
Yeah, so that means I'm not making money.
Well, our sports topics here today, we'll start with the Baltimore Orioles. Tough one on Wednesday afternoon when they lost to the Braves. Blowout loss at that, 13-5. Pitching staff gave up 5 home runs in the process, and Dean Kramer, he was responsible for 2 of them in his 4 innings of work. That's now 6 homers allowed in 12 spring innings for him, and an ERA of 9 to go along with it. We know this is a pitcher who's had some issues with allowing home runs in the past, gave up a career high of 27 in 2023, 18 homers a year ago. Buy or sell, Bob, Kramer will give up over 20 long balls this year.
Oh, I'm buying it 100%. They're moving the wall in left field, on top of it. Homers aren't bad as long as they're solo homers. You're giving up 2-3 run homers, then the ERA really starts to loft. He's given up, what, 5? You said 6 for the spring, 5 in his last 2 starts. So he'll keep it, you know, exciting. Mr. Splash usually celebrates for the Orioles, but maybe there'll be so many balls out there, he'll just have to do it all the time. There'll be a water shortage at Camden Yards, but he'll give up his share, but I still like him in this Orioles rotation, middle to the back half, of course.
Over to the NFL, the Eagles have made a change in their running back room. Of course, Saquon Barkley is still the top dog, but replacing Kenneth Gainwell with A.J. Dillon for their new number 2 running back. Dillon, really grown accustomed to working in a committee during his time with Green Bay, has routinely received at least 170 to 180 carries a year. Now, Barkley, he's still going to be shouldering most of the workload here, but after running for well over 2,000 yards, a staggering 345 carries, even more on top of that in their Super Bowl run, well, he's got a lot of tread on the tires, to say the least. Vinny, buy or sell, Dillon will lighten the load enough to keep Barkley fresh next year.
Yeah, I'll buy that, Nolan, and I'm going to say they're going to draft one, too. I think they're going to even lighten the load even more, and specifically for, you know, get him ready for the end of the season.
And Dillon's a nice change of pace from what Barkley, what most are from Saquon Barkley, but solid running back, yes.
So 345, the carries there for Barkley. Previous career high for him wasn't even past 300. It was 295. What do you think's like a realistic ballpark for him next year?
What Derek have?
He was in the 320 range, I want to say. He was also over 300, yeah.
I'd say it's going to be right around 300. You know, because when they're in tight games and division games and probably games against Washington, he's gonna get the bulk of the carries.
How about a little NBA here? It's pretty rare that a regular season game draws as much interest as Wednesday night's Celtics and Thunder matchup did. OKC winning that one on the road, 118-112. Everyone ready to proclaim it as a finals preview as the Thunder sit comfortably on top of the West. The Celtics, the defending champions, that comes with some respect. And, well, maybe more than Cleveland, who I guess people are still in wait-and-see
mode.
Yeah,
do it in the playoffs.
Right. But still impressive nonetheless. Really varies year to year, but sometimes it feels like when you enter an NBA season, you can confidently predict who's going to be in the finals right away. I think about those, you know, LeBron with the Cavs against the Warriors all those years. That was easy to predict. But Bob, are you buying or selling? We get the anticipated Thunder-Celtics finals matchup everyone wants.
Sell it! Let's not dismiss, as good as OKC has been, and they've been really good, even though Jalen Williams got hurt a couple of nights ago, but Holmgren's back, and he played well in that win against Boston. Gilgeous Alexander's probably the MVP. I don't know. Something says Denver's just not going to go away quietly And when LeBron comes back, you would think they're the 72 Lakers, but they'll get a little run here in the East. I mean, Donovan Mitchell, as great as he is, and for a little guard, he's 6'2", 6'3", to dominate, like he plays 6'8". You talk about being a guy who plays bigger than his size. Mm-hmm. That's him. Hasn't had a lot of postseason success, whether in Utah or with the Cavaliers. So, Boston, we'll see. We'll see there. But no, OKC, Boston finals, write it down, etch it in stone, put money on it. Nope, selling it.
Well, the Browns, they traded for Kenny Pickett earlier this week in an effort to bolster their quarterback room. But outside of a Week 18 start for Philadelphia last season, he hasn't taken starter reps since December of 2023. Now, he says when he arrived that Cleveland told him he'll have a full opportunity to compete for the starting job in training camp. But keep in mind here, I mean, Deshaun Watson's still there. You know, depends on when he's healthy again. They were interested in Russell Wilson, had him in for a visit yesterday. And with the number two overall pick, they could certainly draft a quarterback as well. Vinny, are you buying or selling that Pickett will actually have a real chance to start for them?
Selling it. Telling him what he wants to hear. So, no, if he has to start for them, they're in trouble.
Well, we had Scott Petrak on yesterday from BrownZone.com. And Nolan, if you remember, I had to bring Pickett up when he was talking about the quarterback. I was like, well, where's Pickett fit in? It was almost like, oh, yeah, he'll be there. And they gave up a fifth and a player to get him. So you would figure that you'd, I don't know.
And our last topic here of the day, Duke, they managed to stage that comeback yesterday and beat Georgia Tech in the ACC tournament, all without their star player Cooper Flagg in the second half. Went down with that ugly ankle injury right before halftime and was later seen in a wheelchair. But no surprise to hear this, the Blue Devils coach John Shire right after the game saying that it's a long shot for him to play tonight in the semifinals against UNC, the focus being, of course, on next weekend and the first round of the NCAA tournament. But buy or sell, Bob, Duke should still be heavy favorites to win the conference tournament this weekend without Flagg at all.
Well, they were down 12 with him on the floor yesterday against Georgia Tech. And my question to that, I'll answer your question. Who challenges him? Clemson? Maybe? Louisville survived yesterday. Heavy favorites? I'll soft buy it. Not as heavy. But one expert said without Flagg, they're not national championship favorites anymore. And that's a duh.
Right.
I would say Shire, he probably has the least input on whether Flagg comes back or not. The kid's parents, the agent, you know, because they're worried about.
Or the team doctor.
What? Yeah.
Yeah, like, hey, you go out there, you're just going to make it worse. And that thing was bending in directions that ankles aren't supposed to bend. But he did do the Willis Reed, or tried to. They carried him off. Then they wheelchaired him around. Then he was on the bench. I'm glad we're not in the ACC anymore to some level. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, talk to Richard Skinner from WKRC in Cincinnati about the Bengals. Hey, they're not the Ravens, and that's a good thing. The Cincinnati Bengals, we've been bouncing around the AFC North. We talked Steelers, we talked Cleveland, obviously. Now let's go to WKRC in Cincinnati. It's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Welcome back to the show. Vinny and Haney with Nolan McGraw, 105.7 The Fan. It is Richard Skinner. And Richard, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us again here in Baltimore.
How you guys doing?
Doing all right. Now, Trey Hendrickson wants out. Bengals are doing everything they can to accommodate said request. What would the asking price be if you're Cincinnati? What you want for compensation? God, it's been one of the leading get to the quarterback guys last couple of years here.
Yeah, at least a first round pick, if not more. Now, that's a huge asking price. You know, the Hendrickson camp had to try to, you know, they're out there on the marketplace trying to find a team that's willing to pay him. And then they're the ones trying to work on the compensation. And they told the Bengals they think they can get a first rounder. Well, the teams have said around the NFL, we're not willing to give up a first rounder. So I think how this is going to end is Trey's coming back to Cincinnati. Maybe comes down in his negotiating price. If he doesn't come down on that, then it's a decision. Does he want to sit out this year? Of course he doesn't, because he wants to get paid. He's going to have to play and play well again to get paid. It's not going to be pretty. It's going to probably be ugly in OTAs and training camp if that's the case. But they really can't let him walk for nothing, because they don't have a quality edge rusher on the roster at the moment. And there's none out there in free agency at the moment. you know, you can hope to get one through the draft, and I'm sure they will draft an edge rusher before probably the end of day two, but you can't count on that guy coming in and being Trey Hendrickson. You sure hope he is. You just can't count on that. So they're not willing to give Trey Hendrickson away. They did what they said they would do. They'd let him go explore the trade market, but they want fair market value in return for him, and they haven't got it to this point.
Richard, you know the thing that kind of gets me a little bit? They won five in a row at the end, get a lot of momentum, feeling good about everything. And then they become the Bengals again. You know, I mean, you got no Chase deal. You know, Higgins is franchised. And then now this with Hendrickson. I mean, you know, like the probably the cool thing, what I would have recommended, to get one of those guys done, you know, to keep the momentum going, to show everybody that, hey, we mean business.
Yeah, I do think Ja'Marr Chase deal will get done. I think they've known all along was going to get in the $40 million price range, and it certainly did now that Myles Garrett got the deal he got. It'll go probably above $40 million for Ja'Marr, because they point-blank said at the combine, I stood 15 feet away from Duke Tobin when he said it, we're going to make him the highest-paid non-quarterback in the NFL. Well, keep to your word, and I think they've always known that. I think that deal does get done. The T. Higgins one's an interesting one because he's on the franchise tag. He's still got until July 15th to negotiate. And I think it's a matter of where – are you comfortable in the price structure for the Bengals? Because as good as T. Higgins is, he's also missed five games each of the last 2 years. He has a history of hamstring issues. I think you have to take that into account. I think one of the concerning things is, probably the most concerning thing, is they talked about they didn't want to bring the band back and just pay those guys more money. They wanted to make this team better. And so far in the offseason, on defense especially, more so than anything else, their only real signing of significance on defense is defensive tackle T.J. Slayton, who's a, you know, kind of a D.J. Reader-like type, they're hoping he is at least, who played for the Green Bay Packers. And if you look at some advanced metrics on him, they aren't very good. So, you know, it feels like they're pointing the finger at Lou Anarumo, the defensive coordinator, saying, defense was all your fault. We got a new coordinator. We're going to bring some of the guys back. B.J. Hill's back. Joseph Osai's back. Cam Sample, who was hurt last year, is coming back. And we think you're going to make us better. Boy, that's a big gamble, in my opinion.
Especially when you let one of the best safeties in the league go and you bring in two guys that can't run. You know, I mean, there was a lot of issues they had in selection of personnel, too, the way I see it.
Yeah, no question. The other part, too, on the other side of the ball, that, you know, they let Alex Kappa walk, and probably rightfully so. He got into a price point where you're trying to find a cheaper replacement for him. He obviously signed with the Raiders last week. And yet they haven't addressed the guard position. They're starting guards, if you had to pencil them in right now, would be Cody Ford, who's best served in a backup role across the offensive line, and Cordell Bolson, who lost his starting job last year. And again, there's still time in free agency, but the guard market's drying up quickly. You're down to probably Tevin Jenkins and Brandon Scherf, and that's about it. Then there's a drop-off, and if you don't get one of those two guys, and Jenkins seems like he's in a bidding war with like two or three or four teams, you're in a world of hurt. I don't know what they do at guard at that point.
Well, I think they should go get Brady Cleveland from the Ravens. I think that would be an excellent pick for them. Just kidding.
Ben Cleveland.
Just
Brady might be better than Ben Cleveland.
Exactly. Yeah, I was going to say, maybe Brady's a long-lost brother playing in Canada. Maybe he is better.
Now, what do you see them doing, you know, like in the first round of the draft? What is their biggest need? Probably something defensively, I would imagine.
Yeah, it's a great question. I think it depends. I mean, if you don't get a guard, God forbid you draft a guard in the first round at 17, but you may have to go that route if you don't. But that's a big if. You're asking a rookie to come in and start. There's a lot of defensive front guys in this draft, edge rushers and tackles. And while they're four deep at tackle at the moment, I could see them going the tackle route if the one they like is on the board. Certainly edge rushers in play. I wouldn't discount wide receiver either, just as a preemptive strike. If you don't feel you can get something done with Higgins, you better have somebody in the pipeline. You know, they kind of whiffed on the Jermaine Burton pick last year, and they were kind of hoping he might slide into that role, and he just didn't. In fact, he kind of slid into an ugly path of life at the moment where he's been evicted twice because he doesn't pay his bills. So they're in a weird spot where it could be a lot of different position groups. You know, it could be safety, too. At the Combine, Al Golden, the new defensive coordinator, talked pretty highly of Jordan Battle, who started last year. He talked a little bit about former Raven Geno Stone and said, you know, it's kind of a starting place, but I don't know if they're completely satisfied at the safety position either. So there's a lot of ways they can go.
Yeah, and let me ask you this, Richard. Where do you see the Bengals, like, in a division? You know, are they competing with the Ravens? I mean, that defense just scares me. And there's you only have so many picks, and they don't have, you know, they're spending all their money on their own guys, and they're losing probably their best defensive player.
Yeah, I still think they are. I mean, obviously that they played those two great games last year, so I don't think they're worlds apart. You know, I guess you're just asking, can the defense just get, you know, just a smidge better? And I think it can. It's not there yet. I think the draft may help with that. And again, looking at probably a couple other free agent needs, linebacker's another one of those because they're going to probably let Jermaine Pratt go. So I think they're close. Obviously, the quarterback situation in Pittsburgh leaves them up in arms, and God, we don't have any idea what Cleveland's doing because Cleveland just has kind of fallen off the map. So I do think they're still there with the Ravens. But again, you know, if you don't address guard, you're going to get Joe Burrow killed, and that just can't happen. They need Joe Burrow to play all 17 games again.
Richard Skinner, WKRC in Cincinnati. Real quick, Richard, for you, with Burrow and Chase Brown was certainly a surprise and a pleasant one at that, running the football. We know the weapons they do have offensively, but haven't been in the playoffs in a couple of years. So if Zach Taylor's team doesn't make it this season, does that put him on the hot seat?
I think it does. You know, you made the change of coordinator. We know how this league works, right? It's the owner fires the general manager, or the general manager fires the coach to save his hide, or the coach fires a coordinator to buy himself some more time. So they did that. They made the change of defensive coordinator. That's the last scapegoat in the thing. I mean, that's probably not a fair way to put it, but that's the last domino. Now the onus is on you. I guess you could argue if they don't fix the roster, the onus is on Duke Tobin more than Zach Taylor. But to answer your question, well, yes. I do think that that's the case. He built some cachet with a Super Bowl run, an AFC championship run, but if that's three straight years of missing the playoffs with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase on your roster, somebody's got to pay the price for that.
Well, I tell you what, if you don't get Bradley Cleveland or Ben Cleveland, maybe go after Reggie Cleveland, former right-hander for the Red Sox.
Right. Hey, he was a fine pitcher in his day.
Yes, he was. Had great hair, too, if memory serves. He's Richard Skinner, WKRC Cincinnati. Richard, appreciate the time. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk to you before the draft.
All right. Take care.
Thanks. You got it, Richard Skinner, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Speaking of the draft, more profiles coming up next. Staying in the defensive backfield, safety in particular. Who are we talking about? Stick around. You'll find out. DeAndre Hopkins talking to the media as we speak out at One Winning Drive. We got some NFL lunch coming your way. Orioles don't play till tonight, but we'll talk to Danielle Allentuck from the Baltimore Banner at 1:30.
With the 30th pick.
This is Vinny's Draft Profiles.
The Baltimore Ravens select
Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Trying to start a little better this week as it is intercepted right down the middle of the defense. It's Watts. Xavier Watts with the pick, and he is still on his feet.
Draft Profile number 2 here on this Featured Artist Friday. We're going to South Bend, Indiana. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. And we're talking about one of the top safeties in the draft class of 2025, Xavier Watts.
Yeah, Xavier out of Notre Dame, 6 foot, 204, did not run. 31 and a quarter arm, 8 5/8 hands, got little hands. Jersey number 0, he's a senior. In 2021, 15 tackles. 22, 39 tackles, 1 sack. 22, he started the final 4 games. And he was a 3-star kid out of high school, was a wide receiver in high school too, and then he switched after he got to Notre Dame. 23, 52 tackles, half a sack, 7 interceptions, 4 pass defense. 2024, 83 tackles, 6 interceptions, 1 touchdown, 9 pass defense. So the last 2 years, and he won the Bronco Nagurski Award in 23. So the last 2 years, he had extremely, extremely good production. His strengths, he's got a good size, 6 foot 204. He gets a good jump on the ball. He's got ball production, reads quarterback eyes extremely well. He's smart, good instinct, shows some run skill after the catch. He's around the ball, has good range, good hands, shows a burst versus the run. He'll wrap the tackle. He's a communicator. Quick read and react to run. He accelerates into the hit. Strong tackler. He'll go up and play the ball. Shows catch-up speed. He can play off blocks and tackle. He's got positional versatility, which the Ravens like. Was a big contributor on special teams. Now, his weakness, a little tight in the hips. I saw a little hip tightness when he would pedal and turn. Just a little hip tighten. And he lunged and missed a couple tackles. Now, in 23, he had a poor angle versus Ohio State on the touchdown. And then this past year in the national championship game, took a poor angle on that long touchdown run also. He take an extra step in pedal plant drive. He must wrap consistently, not just throw the body around. Angles can get too aggressive and overrun. Needs fundamentals tackling. Wants to blow people up. Could struggle in the slot covering because he is a little tight. In summary, I said this kid came in as a wide receiver and switched to safety. He can play most places on the field. He's got great instincts and awareness. Excellent in zone coverage. No, he's going to need work covering wide receivers. Need to see a 40-yard time, but plays fast. He'll need work on tackling, gets over-aggressive and overruns and angles at times. He would start for the Ravens opposite Kyle Hamilton. He'll need to keep getting better with more experience because he came in as a wide receiver, so he's only played 4 years at the safety position. And really, he's only played 2 years because he didn't play that much. So he's still a young safety learning. Like Ohio State, those running backs, like I think it was the 63-yard touchdown run, he took the wrong angle. Now, you know, he'll learn those kind of things and the pro running backs and everything else and to wrap tackle. But he is extremely smart, extremely smart. Reads quarterback well, got great instincts. Put him back at center field, got no problem letting him play back at center field and let Kyle Hamilton do his thing. I think, you know, you could probably get him early in the second round, somewhere in that vicinity, something like that. So if the Ravens, you know, wanted to trade back, or I don't think he's as good as Emmanuel or the Georgia kid.
Starks.
Yeah, I don't think he's better than either one of those guys. But this kid's a good football player. And he's got a ton of production on the ball.
Where does, assuming what the Ravens do, or waiting, I should say, see what the Ravens do in the draft, where's TJ Tampa fit in? Is he a safety? Is he a cornerback? What do we know about him as we sit here on March 14th?
I think he's a football player. I don't, you know, he ran 4.52, but that was after a hamstring, you know, surgery. So he's got to stay healthy, but I would think he's got to play somewhere on the inside. And it sounds like if they go draft to safety, then Tampa's not playing safety, but, you know, like where Marlon Humphrey plays or where Arthur Millett played, something like that. But he is another guy that's extremely smart, got great instincts and stuff. So he can make plays on the ball, and he's long. You know, he's 6'1", so he's got a little size to him.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Michigan State. Late run at the end of the first half, up 10 now over Oregon, 42-32. You were right, Nolan. As soon as I bet on Oregon, you knew they were done. As right now, it's halftime, but Michigan State Spartans, 42-32 over the Oregon Ducks. Maryland tonight taking on Illinois. That tip-off, 6:30. You can hear that game on the Fan. Coverage starts at 5:30. We'll come back. DeAndre Hopkins meeting with the media. Well, he's done now. One winning drive. What did he say? We got some of it coming your way. NFL lunch. Revisit some of these college basketball scores as we have more games tipping off here in the next 5 minutes. And we'll talk Orioles less than 2 weeks away from the start of the season with Danielle Allentuck from the Baltimore Banner.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.